Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
The Irish have a strong presence in Minnesota. In St. Paul, you've probably driven down John Ireland Boulevard, but did you know that John Ireland was responsible for bringing many Irish to the heartland? In 1888, Archbishop John Ireland was one of St. Paul's most prominent citizens. He recruited Irish immigrants from the East Coast to come out west and established Irish farming communities in Minnesota, Iowa, and the Dakotas. Ireland helped develop successful farming communities in such towns as Graceville, Clontarf, and Kilkenny. Anne Regan, author of Irish in Minnesota, explains.
John Ireland was one of the main proponents of this. He was a huge Americanizer. He really believed that America was the best place for the Catholic Church.
Ireland also founded the University of St. Thomas, the state's largest private college. Today, St. Paul retains its identity as an Irish city partly because of John Ireland. The Irish have dominated city politics as well as police and fire departments for decades. Oh, and they also have that little parade each year.
On St. Patrick's Day, still, I guess, everybody's Irish.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.